All right, if I know how to use this recorder again, great to be in the office of Gloucester's Fire Chief Eric Smith. And Chief, welcome back to MSO, and thank you for inviting me up here to headquarters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to do the in-person thing again. You know, Zoom is convenient, the phone is convenient, but a little bit of personal FaceTime and contact with real people in the real world, kind of keeps your head straight, so to speak, you know.
It is good. And you know something we didn't discuss in our pregame warm-up, but I want to ask you about the after effects of COVID, because this year in particular, there's a lot of flu going around and there's a resurgence of COVID. But in terms of staffing and manpower and so on, how did the fire department come out of that that COVID situation?
Yeah, so I mean, COVID was tough on everybody. I mean, the whole isolation thing. I mean, we probably suffered a little bit less from that isolation, quarantine type lifestyle, if you will, than many. We obviously had no option to work from home, right? And working from home, while it can be an awesome thing, you're not leaving your home. You're there a lot. And so for some people, that's not a real healthy option for them for many reasons, physically, mentally, right? Like you said, welcome back to the office. Welcome to in-person. I mean, getting out and moving physically and mentally is a good thing. But, you know, working from home has got great benefits and great rewards in and of itself. But, again, that's not an option for 90%+ of my staff, you know. When we'd have a bit of an outbreak, if you will, internal in the building, I'd tell all my clerical staff that, hey, well, you know what, why don't you work from home just in case the bug's roaming through the building, while we do our deconning and everything we can and keep everybody 6 feet apart, wearing masks in the building, and all of this stuff that we all did and went through to keep our staff up and running. And it worked. And, we were pretty successful. We never got into a position where we could not staff vehicles because we didn't have people available. Now, mind you, we might have had to pay some extra money on overtime because there was a chunk of folks out from the job on a specific shift or station. But that was just what you saw across the board for everybody in all employment, especially those that had to be in person employment, such as firefighting, policing, manufacturing, all those things that you can't do from home. And so, coming out of that, I think, our folks were much relieved once we got through those strains of COVID that were, much more difficult and harder on people from a medical standpoint, right? Now we're dealing with strains that, for some are a little more akin to a moderate flu. Some people just get a sniffle and a cold, maybe a headache. And so it wasn't as bad. Obviously, the standards with CDC, if you've been vaccinated, if you have been unvaccinated, if you test positive, the 5 days versus the 10 days, wearing a mask and able to return to work. So there's a lot of change to try to not keep people locked down and in isolation, which is a good thing. There's a lot of talk about, the truth behind the vaccine and all of those things that are coming to light and how does it truly affect people and some of the things that they're starting to look at, which, a lot of us spoke to that at the time, that, hey, vaccines are a great thing and we support the effort, but it's got to be done right. And, there's a hardcore look at, was it done right? And let's make sure we've done the right things medically and sort out what maybe we didn't do and fix that. So, there's always that debate. We work in the medical industry. Obviously, we're not doctors and nurses, but as paramedics and EMTs, there's a lot of talk of that here. And almost all of my people, down to the last person, did get vaccinated at the beginning of this, right at the very beginning of this, in trying to do our part in stopping the spread and getting this thing under control. And also, there is that worry, that ongoing worry, that did the vaccine we take, was it a harmful thing? Is it a good thing? Do we continue? Do we not? And for the most part, we're healthy individuals. We stay fit. And so our risk, if you will, from COVID being a disease and a virus that's going to really knock us down and get us really sick and require medical care and hospitalization is pretty low when you look at the numbers. So I think by and large, a lot of folks that are in that healthy range are starting to really take a good look, and I think the medical community is getting back around to, you know, really vetting and proving this out for society, which is refreshing. I mean, we went through a terrible period of time. You know, you read it every day. The CDC's taken a black eye, and NIH has kind of taken a black eye, and Big Pharma has always taken a black eye. But, you know, people have to keep in mind that don't look at Big Pharma and those that produce things that make a profit as a human entity, and that they make decisions from the heart. They don't. They make decisions from the bottom line and making money. And that is not what we would prefer, but that's why they don't get to make the rules. That's why they don't get to approve things. Mm-hmm. They produce things, and they have to do so within the framework that society, right, our hearts and minds, say is acceptable or unacceptable. So I think that, you know, that's played a big part in at least internally in the fire service, and a lot of conversations, you know, and first responders that have been on the front line and facing this thing and stepping up to get vaccinations right away, and the imposition of masks all the time, including, you know, high particulate, you know, respirators, which are make breathing more difficult, but you're doing it for hours and hours a day doing the job. So it, you know, it took its toll on folks, and they've rebounded really well from that. You know, I can't applaud them enough for their hard work and their perseverance. And we didn't have anybody quit this job and say, I can't do this anymore and leave. None of them. You know, the mental health impacts of it, I guarantee you there have been some, but they have not come back to impact the job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I can't thank our people enough for that professionalism and that, you know, that ability to really stick to what they're doing and committed to it and managing it, right? It had an impact on them. It had an impact on their family, and they handled it extremely well. And we didn't lose employees to any of those effects, thank God. So, you know, lots in that to think about. Yeah, yeah. And it's just and it's not over, right? I mean, right. We're still dealing with it. It's still out there, but it's kind of moved into the direction of many other viruses and things that we take as seasonally and as they come and roll with the punches.